It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 135 here with Rob.
Yep, like always. Also, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving this everybody. Episode.
Yep. So whoever actually listens to this like on release, happy Thanksgiving. And then if not, obviously it'll be later. So happy late Thanksgiving. If not. But yeah. Make sure to join our Discord, like always, as we say every episode, because you guys like listening. I know some of you guys don't have ears, and you listen to a podcast, so...
I mean, that's fine. It gets us a download, anyway.
Yeah, so it's even if fine they can't if you don't hear have ears it. And you listen.
Yeah.
We got our sound language guy, so, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. He helps.
But we can go ahead and get started.
All right, so just a little update on Nintendo Switch Online. Donkey Kong Land 1 and 2 are now available on Nintendo Switch Online.
So in the article I got, it's only talking about, I'm pretty sure, the first one only.
Okay.
But, still both of them are going to be on there, so... But Nintendo Switch Online subscribers just received a new game to play, as the 1995 Game Boy title, Donkey Kong Land. When did Donkey Kong Land 2 come out?
Let's see here. Donkey Kong Land 2 came out 4 days after Nintendo released the first Donkey Kong Land game on Nintendo Switch Online. Oh, that's for Nintendo Switch Online. Originally released in 1996.
Okay, so 1996 and 95 game, Donkey Kong Land 1 and 2 are, now available for Nintendo Switch Online. It says here, the release of Donkey Kong Land on the Nintendo Switch Online service came just days after the SNES classic Donkey Kong Country celebrated its 30th anniversary. So, I guess they just decided, since, the 30th anniversary for that game came out, they just decided, let's, release these two other titles onto, Nintendo Switch Online.
So... The Game Boy version of Donkey Kong Land is basically the same game as Donkey Kong Country on the SNES. Just a
different name.
Version that can run on the Game Boy.
Yeah,
and
basically.
So Donkey Kong Country 2, Donkey Kong Land 2 is Donkey Kong Country 2.
Yeah, so it's literally the same, just different named and... different resolutions and stuff like that because right. It's on the Game Boy
right.
compared to
SNES.
So that's why they added that because they're celebrating the 30th anniversary of Donkey Kong Country. So they're like, oh, let's do this.
It's the same.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Yeah.
It does, but
But yeah,
Donkey Kong Country 1 and 2 are already on Nintendo Switch Online, so I don't know why necessarily they would add these two to the Nintendo
Just
Switch Online.
Just to have more games, I guess.
Yeah, but they're Just have more the games. Better versions are already on there.
I know. Yeah, I know. So
Who
I don't really get
play
that.
Donkey Kong Land when you can play Donkey Kong Country with better graphics?
I don't know.
Like, I get it back in the day because you couldn't take your SNES in the car with you. So if you want to play Donkey Kong Country on the go, you would play Donkey Kong Land on the Game Boy.
Yeah.
But now, then, your Switch, you can obviously take it anywhere. You can play Donkey Kong Country on the go if you want to.
Yeah. You can play Doctor on the go, you know, so whatever. But there's literally not much on that. There's just, you know.
Yeah. There's pretty much an update. I also seen there was a Sega Genesis update, but I didn't look and see what game was added.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sega Genesis for the Nintendo Switch Online, but I didn't dive deep in that to see what game was.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong's better than the Genesis.
Oh, those Sega fans are going to go at you, Ashton. They're going to go, what you say? No, so, it isn't. Nintendo's what?
That's why Sega don't even make consoles anymore.
Why Sega's basically irrelevant today. Yeah,
pretty much, except for they release a good Sonic game once in a while. But, so basically Donkey Kong Land 1, you play as Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong, like you did in Donkey Kong Country 1, and then...
Diddy?
Yeah. About that.
Not Diddy.
And then Donkey Kong Land 2, you play as Diddy Kong and Dixie Kong, like you do in Donkey Kong Country 2. 40 levels or...
Just different resolutions and crap of the games. Just copy and paste games, but different.
What
different,
I played,
you know,
I've never played Donkey Kong Land 2, but I've played Donkey Kong Land 1, and the graphics obviously are a lot worse. But I mean, they're playable for what it is. You know, it's playable. It's not like it's trash and you can't play it now. You know, going back, you can still play it, but just like the faces aren't drawn, so it's just like an outline of Donkey Kong or Diddy Kong. Like, their faces aren't there. It's just an outline. Yeah. It looks more cartoony, which makes sense. But I would definitely, if you're going to pick between the two, I'd pick Donkey Kong Country 1 and 2 over Donkey Kong Land 1 and 2. But you do what you want to do.
Yeah, that's up to you.
We're just letting you know that it's on there for you to pick. Which
yeah, you Donkey Kong fans or whatnot. So, you know.
Yeah.
If you guys want to play the Game Boy version, you know, go right ahead. It's available. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it, but you know.
Yeah. But you know, some people out there might have
you want to get like
the
nostalgia
version
from it or whatever.
Before
the
SNES version, you know. Which obviously the SNES versions came out first, but you know, some people might have played the Game Boy one first. Some people like that might like it better. You never know.
Maybe.
All right. Moving on. So, I know when I was younger, when I was little, Yu-Gi-Oh! Was a big thing. And we all had
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Cards.
Such a good series.
Oh, it is a good series. The original, not the new ones. Like the Yu-Gi-Oh! GX and crap. But the original Yu-Gi-Oh!
I haven't watched that crap. I watched where Yu-Gi and crap's in it. Like, you know, that.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
That's some good crap.
Yeah, it's good. I'd watch it even
your
now.
Your Yu-Gi-Oh! I found your Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards. You had a whole bunch of them. Yeah. I don't know where they went.
Were they mine or were they cards?
I have no idea. It was a book. It was like a book.
Oh, you found the book? Or is that
there's
that?
A book full of cards and stuff. I found this I think someone threw it away because it's not here anymore.
Oh, that's bullcrap.
Yeah, I know. But because I had it, I had the book, it had all the cards and crap. It's gone now.
There were some rare cards in that book. I'm stupid.
I know. But
Say my Yu-Gi-Oh cards are actually at my the other house.
It might have been Carter's then.
Well, that book was both mine and Carter's, but my actual Yu-Gi-Oh cards, like my playing deck and crap, are still at in West Virginia. That other house, I need to get them sometime. But yeah, go ahead.
They might be molded by now, actually.
Probably.
Yeah. Stupid. I highly doubt that. Yeah. Oh, it looks rough. That house looks rough right now.
Yeah, nobody's there to take care of.
Yeah. But what I got here is the full game list of, you know, the up-and-coming Yu-Gi-Oh! Early Days Collection may have just been leaked online. Back in February, Konami announced that it was releasing a compilation of the earliest Yu-Gi-Oh! Video games on Steam and Nintendo Switch next year in, you know, honor of the 25th anniversary, you know, for the franchise itself.
Yep.
So, you're, like, 1 year older than Yu-Gi-Oh!
Mold is crap. Yeah, so actually, yeah, I seen the 25th anniversary Yu-Gi-Oh! Card pack at Walmart. It was in those tins, like the cards used to come in back in the day. And
they still, there's a lot of cards do stuff like that. Yeah.
But I thought about getting them. I was like, do I really need Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards? You know, I don't really need them. I just thought for nostalgia
just to have
purposes,
them, just to
though,
have them.
Like for the 25th anniversary, I'd buy it and probably wouldn't even open them. You know?
Yeah.
Just to
have that and keep it as a collectible item, like how you do with your, you know, figurines and stuff like that.
Yeah. I might still buy it. It's like $30 though.
I'm bad. Honestly. For how expensive crap is now,
it's comes
that's
with
not
a
bad.
Bunch of cards. I don't remember exactly how many, but it does come with a bunch of cards, but you know, I'm not going to play with them or anything like I did when I was little, but just to have the 25th anniversary 10 of cards, you know, be cool. I might still get it, you know. You never know.
Yeah, who knows? I like Yu-Gi-Oh! It's a really good
game. Yu-Gi-Oh! Is better than Pokemon, in my opinion.
I think so, too.
Because we always, Carter, Colin, Jake, all of us would like dual Yu-Gi-Oh! And crap when we were little. It was fun. Like, I remember even, like, me and Jake, we would go deer hunting in the woods, and we'd sit in a blind waiting for a deer. We'd play Yu-Gi-Oh! While he's waiting.
Oh, nice. He's like
10 or 11 or 12, whatever, you know, he's younger.
You're playing Yu-Gi-Oh! And you see a deer, go, shut up, there's a deer!
It was fun.
But, you know, including some, so, like, you know, as I said, like, they release, like, the compilation of video games next year in honor of the 25th anniversary, including some that predate the physical, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh! Trading card games by several years. While the early, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh! Early Days Collection was initially only announced in Japan, or for Japan, you know, it was later confirmed, you know, that it would be released in Europe and the United States on February 27th of 2025.
Yep.
So, you know, in the next, what, I mean, 2 months? Three months.
Yeah, 3 months.
Basically, because it's the 28th right now.
Yeah, you know, it's still November.
Yeah, November's flying by.
Oh, the whole year has, it seems like.
It really has. We got our first sponsorship back in March-ish.
March. Yeah.
Mm.
8 months ago.
Two more. Yeah. I like
that. You were here 6 months ago. No, 5 months ago.
The first time.
It's already been 5 months.
Kind of crazy to me. That's crazy. But, you know, this will mark the first time that, you know, some of the games already confirmed. Yu-Gi-Oh! Early Days Collection will be localized and released outside of Japan, including the original Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Monsters, you know, for Game Boy. There's like a mobile Yu-Gi-Oh! Game, too. It's like a
card game. And I think
it's called Duel Monsters as well. Like,
I think it's for mobile and the Switch, I believe.
Might be. Because I remember I played it once. Whatever I was.
I've played it on the Switch.
It's been on, like, you know, phone for a while.
For a while, yeah. I played it on the Switch, but there's another one for the GameCube that I played when I was little. It was Yu-Gi-Oh! Falsebound Kingdom or whatever. It was pretty good.
Yeah. But it says here, but in it, you know, it was revealed in October that Game Boy Advance entries like the 2002's well-received Yu-Gi-Oh! The Eternal Duelist Soul and Sacred Cards, and also the notoriously, if I can't read, hold up, difficult Reshief of Destruction will be included in the early day collection as well. So just, you know, I guess different games and stuff.
Does your article say what really platforms it's releasing for?
Let me look. No, I don't see. I don't. Mine unless it's either. Down. I don't. I'm guessing just like probably mobile and Switch, and I'm guessing everything, to be honest
maybe.
With you.
I'd probably get it. Have it, probably.
Just to have it, you know, just yeah, why just not?
Get the physical Switch version and just not open it.
Yeah, like how you did with your Tears of Kingdom Switch. It's just up there.
Yeah, it's just in my closet. It's been open. Yeah. I might open it one day. Probably not.
But yeah, the early day, you know, collection, you know, it's making it more enticing for nostalgic fans who grew up during the franchise's mid-2000s heyday. Like Ash.
Like, I'm old.
His Ash is old. But there's going to be 14, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh! Classic Yu-Gi-Oh! Games. I didn't know there was that many, Jesus.
A lot.
But yeah, a Twitter user, Nintendo, you know, he said, you know, there's going to be 14 classic games, with new additions being Yu-Gi-Oh! Monster Capsules GB, which, you know, features one of Yu-Gi-Oh!'s mangas, you know, earlier games, in addition to Duel Monsters, Yu-Gi-Oh! Dungeon Dice, Duel, we got World Championship Tournament 2004, Destiny, Board, Traveler, and Seven Trials to Glory, World Championship Tournament 2005, Leaked, Yu-Gi-Oh! Early Days, you know, collection game list, which I have. I just have every single one of them I'll read. Because there's 14, that's ridiculous, but we got the Duel Monsters for the Game Boy in 1998, Duel Monsters 2, Dark Duel Stories for the Game Boy Color in 1999, we got Monster Capsule, you know, Game Boy Color for 2000. No, back in the day.
Yeah.
Duel Monster 4, Battle of Great Duelist for the Game Boy Color, also 2000. Dungeon Dice Monsters for the Game Boy Advance in 2001. The Eternal Duelist Soul, Game Boy Advance 2001 also. Duel Monster 6 Expert 2, also Game Boy Advance 2001. I'm just listing, you know, obviously all the consoles it's on, like the Game Boy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We got Reshape of Destruction, Game Boy Advance 2003. Worldwide Edition Stairway to the, you know, Descend Duel, Game Boy Advance 2003 as well. That gone. The really late 90s and, you know, early 2000s, there's Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah, man. Peak.
Peak, yeah. I wasn't part of the era, it's not my fault.
No, you're...
Flame Armor.
You're too young.
But, we got also, you know, World Championship Tournament 2004, Game Boy Advance 2004. Destiny Board Traveler for, you know, Game Boy Advance 2004 also, and last one is Seven Trials of Glory or Championship Tournament, you know, 2005 for the Game Boy Advance 2004. That's all of them. It's a lot.
So the newest one is from 2004.
Yeah. That's... They weren't playing around when it came to Yu-Gi-Oh!
No, man.
They made three games just in 2001.
What was the earliest one? 1999 or something?
98.
98. So between 98 and 2004, 6 years, they made 14 games at least.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
I didn't realize that was that many in that short amount of time.
I know, it's crazy. But, you know, this list, you know, comes from back when, you know, the physical Yu-Gi-Oh! You know, early days collection release for the Nintendo Switch was apparently shared online. So, you know, this is from games from, like, you know, February 27th of 2005. That was when the last game came out, I'm guessing. February 27, 2000.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details. Save big money
at Menards. Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details. Save big money
at Menards. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a lot of games.
It is. In 6 years, that's a lot of stinking games for the same franchise.
But it does, because, you know, it does say here, like, you know, the classic, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh! Is on, like, PlayStations, like the classic PlayStation, stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing this is going to be on, like, the PS5, maybe Xbox, too.
It would make sense to release it for all platforms.
Yeah, especially now because, you know, they're combining games and stuff, like, you know.
Yeah.
So it would make sense. But that's all I have for that. That's a lot, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yu-Gi-Oh fans, like, out there, you know. Yeah. It's the only anime, like, Ashton's ever watched.
Because
it was an anime.
Yeah.
Probably Beyblade, maybe, if you were a fan of those.
Yu-Gi-Oh! And the original Pokemon was the only animes that I watched when I was little. And I didn't even, like, think about them being, you know, animes when I was little. I just thought, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh!
Because, you know, because when you think of anime now, it's just a whole bunch of weird crap half the time. But then it was like anime, it's like all crap, like, so like a whole bunch of action crap, like how Yu-Gi-Oh was, mm-hmm. and like Dragon Ball Z at the time and stuff like that.
I never got into Dragon Ball Z.
I haven't either. It's not my thing.
You know, a lot of people like Dragon Ball Z. A lot of people like almost any anime that comes out, but me, I just can't get an anime unless
I would probably watch
Yu-Gi-Oh again, you know. That's just nostalgia, though, probably.
The last time I rewatched it was, I think, last year. It's on Netflix, I mean.
Yeah, it's on, like, Netflix. Every season. Hulu.
But, right. Yeah, that's all I have.
Move on, then. So, apparently Sony is starting to make a new handheld that can play its own games, kind of like a PS Vita, but this is kind of weird that it's coming out right after Microsoft announced that they're making their own.
They made the handheld of PlayStation Portal, and they're like, "Oh, this is gonna do. This is gonna do well." So they release it. It does absolutely trash. So they're like, "We're gonna make another one."
Well, they're like, "Oh, we're gonna update the portal. It's gonna be so you can you don't have to be around your PS5." But then, Microsoft said, "Oh, we're gonna make a handheld in the next few years," and then Sony's like,
"Yeah, we will." We too. Literally talked about that like our last episode or something like that. But, you know, Sony is reportedly working on a brand new portable console to build on the idea of its PlayStation Portal. They said, "Oh, PlayStation Portal's washed? Let's make a 2.
To me, looking at the PSP and the PS Vita and then going to the Portal, Sony took like 5 steps backwards compared to the first 2 of their handhelds. They really did. Go ahead.
They really did. I don't know why they took such a step down.
The PSP was the best. It was so ahead of its time. Playing console tier games on the go. Like, yeah, the Game Boy Advance was fine. The DS was fine. Yep. But
it doesn't have that PlayStation like.
Well, it had console games. Like, yeah. PS2 games on the go. Like, full games on the go. Like, it was crazy how ahead of its time it was.
Yeah, now we got handhelds like the PlayStation Portal.
Yeah, you can't leave your house. And now you can, but you can't. You couldn't before a week ago. And the update's only in beta, so not everybody has it.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's kind
of
dumb.
People still have to be at their house with their PS5 on to even play the stupid thing.
But they want to sit here, you know. Obviously, as I said, you know, new portable console, you know, idea of the PlayStation Portal, and to compete with Nintendo with the handheld space, according to a report from Bloomberg. Yeah, you're not going to compete with Nintendo.
Nintendo's already dominated the handheld market with the Switch. Like, there's nobody going to even come close. Yeah, Microsoft can release their handheld, Sony can release theirs, but the Switch branding is just dominating, and it's...
The only type of handheld that can dominate over the Switch is a handheld PC, like the Ally or something like that. And but speaking of, like, just console-wise, though, not Switch all the way, you know?
Yeah. And handheld PCs will never sell as much as a Switch because, for one, they're more expensive, and two, just not a lot of people know how to even work computers. A console is pretty much plug and play. I mean, yeah, sometimes you got to download games or whatever, but it's pretty streamlined and easy to do. You put the cartridge or the CD in,
it's kinda simple.
And it downloads it for you, and then you play it. Like PCs, you gotta download Steam,
you
gotta download Epic Games Store, and if you don't know how to do all that stuff, you know, you can't just pop a CD in a computer anymore because they don't make CDs for computers anymore.
Nope.
Not like it was Windows 98, whenever you just pop the CD in and play the game.
Yeah. But it says here, it's claimed that the console is in an early stage of development and is most likely still years away from being released, and if it even happens at all. Bloomberg mentions that, you know, the company, you know, could decide not to launch it. However, it stands. The goal is apparently to, you know, be able to play PlayStation 5, you know, games on the go. So it's literally like a PlayStation Portal, but you can leave your house.
And you
that's all it is.
To Wi-Fi, hopefully.
Yeah, and you don't have to be connected to Wi-Fi. So it's literally a PlayStation Portal that you can
you
leave
can
your house
games
and
too,
you
which is, it was what the PlayStation Portal should have been.
Yeah, so they're basically making what the PlayStation Portal should have been. That's what it's basically saying right here. So
pretty much.
Yeah. It's kind of dumb. But, oh no, my Max almost did. Got to pull it up after this episode. But, does say here, where's that? Ah, here. You know, Bloomberg sources claim that, you know, the original plan for the PlayStation Portal was, you know, for it to act more like a Steam Deck, which failed. And, you know, be a standalone device. You know, it sounds like, you know, it could be a lot more like a traditional handheld console. says here also, when it was launched, the PlayStation Portal required users, you know, to own a PlayStation 5 console in order to use it. But just last week, as we talked about, you know, Sony rolled out a fantastic new feature that, you know, gets rid of, you know, that requirement. So you don't have to have a PS5 to be able to have a PlayStation Portal now.
Yeah, you so just have to have an internet connection,
it is more
a PlayStation account when buy the games.
Yeah,
and then so stream them. You can't download them to the PlayStation Portal. You have to stream them over Wi-Fi.
That's dumb. So because if your Wi-Fi is trashed, then it's like how
could
Xbox
you imagine
Cloud is.
You having a PlayStation Portal at Mama's with her Wi-Fi and trying to play,
that
say, even 2K offline.
That,
like just playing an NBA game on a PlayStation Portal.
I literally talked to her
Wi-Fi,
mom about me. I talked about our, you know, Mama's internet to our mom. She's like, yeah, we're probably going to get this new internet. And I'm like, yeah, I think I'm going to get a new internet for Momol, too. How washed it is.
You get Starlink, you know.
Yeah, I know.
It's like $125 bucks a month, though.
Yeah, and to get it set up, it's like $400.
I know. Which, I mean, you make enough.
I mean, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But, I got here, you know, when it launched, PS Portal, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, required users to own a PS5. I don't know why it's saying the same thing again. Here. But, the new cloud streaming beta allows PlayStation Plus Premium members to stream games over 120 of them via the cloud for absolutely no need for a PS5. So you can stream, you know, over 120 games with just, you know, having the cloud for the, you know, PlayStation Portal now.
Cloud gaming's just, I mean, it's fine, but it's
perfect,
not ideal.
Like, at all. Yeah, because, like, if you have trash internet, it sucks.
Yeah. The best thing is for cloud streaming is to be hardwired. Like, that's the best thing, and even then, it's not perfect.
Yeah, you literally need, like, stable internet. You have to have good internet, and it, you know. So you
preferably
know.
Nobody else on it.
Yeah, which is basically impossible. So
yeah, if you have a family or around, you
know, no. Imagine this: you're a dad of like 6 kids, and you want to play a game on your PlayStation Portal. Hey, Timmy, you get off the Wi-Fi. I'm gonna play the game. Then you tell your 6 other kids. Get off the stupid Wi-Fi.
You
have to tell your wife too.
You paid for 2 different Wi-Fi bills at the same house, and you just have one for your gaming and the other one's for everybody else.
I might have to do that. I might have to literally just pay for
mine. So you get Starlink, and then Mama can keep her trash Frontier.
Yeah. Then she'll be like, I want your Wi-Fi. No.
That sucks.
She'll be like, she'll be wondering why there's the internet guy coming in my room. Like, oh, I don't know.
Starlink, you set it up yourself. You don't even need it, guy.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
You just put the satellite, like, on the roof or on the side of the house or something. Like, I mean, Josh or Colby could help you with that.
Yeah.
And then, thank you. I mean, I'm not exactly sure, but I'm pretty sure they just send you the stuff and then you just hook it up yourself.
Nice.
Like, you just have to have a satellite and then a modem, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. But yeah, there's not really much on this handheld console, like, at all. You know, they just, like,
just a rumor, you know.
Yeah, it's just a rumor. You know, they obviously haven't announced it or whatnot, but, you know.
Might not even come out.
Early.
But I just thought it was weird that this is coming out shortly after Microsoft announced that they are for sure making a handheld.
Yeah, I know. And, like, you know, the bust of the PlayStation Portal.
Yeah. When obviously the Switch 2 coming out, Sony's like, oh, we're going to dominate Nintendo on the handheld market. No, nobody is.
Yeah, no, they're not. Nope.
Nobody. Nintendo in the past, what is this, almost 8 years have dominated the handheld market.
Yeah, they've been dominating since 2017. Like, come on, it's not even close. As I said, the closest handheld
PCs. Nintendo's always owned the handheld market. Like, even when the PSP was really, really successful, so was the Game Boy Advance, and so was the Nintendo DS. So Nintendo has always owned the handheld market since they released the Game Boy back in, what, 89 or something?
Yeah. Literally, like, just the handheld since Nintendo's.
Almost besides, 40 years.
Tony, with the PSP and Vita. Besides, like, that, you know, it's Nintendo's spot, you know?
Always been. I think Microsoft could have done better. Like, maybe they could have done better than Sony if they released, like, a portable Xbox back in the 360 days.
Imagine that.
That'd have been
Something you could, like, connect to your Xbox, but, you know, obviously not with PlayStation.
No, like, PlayStation. You can download games.
But you can connect it. You can like, connect it to your Xbox and get the games off of it. And then, you know, unhook it and play wherever, you know.
Imagine getting a portable Xbox 360, you can play Black Ops 2 on the go. That'd be awesome, man.
And plus, hotspots obviously was a thing then, just not the best.
Yeah. That'd have been awesome. Black Ops 2 mobile.
Oh, yeah. That would be like, zombies Black Ops game that's on the App Store.
Oh, yeah. That's actually good.
You have to pay money for it, though, to play it.
Yeah, like I think I have it. I think I had her mom buy it for me like a long time ago.
I know Carter had it on his iPad.
It's good. I mean, it's for what it is. For mobile Black Ops, you know, they're toting or whatever. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it was good, yeah. It's still on there to this day, so, you know.
Probably hasn't been updated in like 10 years, but...
Nope, it has not, probably, but it's based on Black Ops 1.
They should bring back Kano Der Toten on Black Ops 6.
Yeah.
Remastered version.
Yeah. That'd be obviously awesome. No storyline or anything, you know, how the maps have now.
They should bring back Kano Der Toten from Black Ops 1.
I feel like they're going to probably make a type of transit maybe on Black Ops 6.
It's been rumored. Transit's coming back, but nobody from Activision or Microsoft has said that.
I just keep seeing rumors. I'm like, I hope, because I want another transit.
I didn't realize how many people hated transit until I seen these rumors, and people are like, really? This is coming out? Transit's trash.
Oh, transit's
like, did you even play it? Like, are you just transit looking? Like, good. Are you like?
It's so good.
Are you like 8 right now and saying that it's trash? Like, you never actually played it, or
he was liquid whenever the game came out.
Like, transit was good. Like, it wasn't my favorite. Like, town, it was straight good. Up town was my favorite. But transit was good. It was all the maps put in one.
What about farm?
Farm was good. Actually, farm was my favorite before town, and then. Because we always just play farm all the time, and then I play town. Like, town's better. Yeah.
That's mainly what I remember you playing was farm. You talked about it all the time.
Yeah, but then I played town, and we always played town online and stuff because it's just better. We played town or transit or Die Rise, the DLC, or Nuketown Zombies. Nuketown Zombies was pretty nice. They should bring that back too. Black Ops 6.
Only reason I ever played Nuketown Zombies because I bought it whenever. Yeah, because I just bought a whole bunch of crap on Black Ops, too, with our mom's credit card.
Our mom's the one that bought me Nuketown and DLC and crap.
Yeah, she bought me Nuketown, but I bought it myself.
Yeah, that's all right.
And then my dad was like, just don't do it again.
Your dad's probably like, oh, yeah, I get to play it now, too.
Oh, yeah, Nuketown.
I know your dad's always like Call of Duty. He's always played with us.
I really wish I knew where my stuff was. Black Ops discs. I don't have either of them.
I bought you, what was it, the trilogy one time?
It was the like Black Ops 1 and 2 pack. It had both the discs. Pack. Yeah. Then the trilogy came out like that year too.
Yeah. I remember I bought you something like that.
The 360.
Or the trilogy.
And I'm pretty sure he bought me Modern Warfare 3 too.
I do.
I don't know. I don't remember. But, yeah. I'm going to shut up now and end this episode.
Yeah, it's a long episode. We still got to record two more.
Yep. Daggone. I mean, that's what we get for having two podcasts.
Yeah, but daggone. Never shut up. That's the problem.
Yeah. Don't shut up.
All right, guys. That's all the topics we have. Sorry for rambling on.
Yeah, we just got distracted.
Talk about Black Ops, you know, just fun to talk about. But anyway, appreciate you for listening. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, podcast Discord, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, everything.
Yep.
Wear our merch on TeePublic. Get some nice, cool Two Brothers Gaming merch. Rylan, you have anything else?
Not really. Just, you know, happy Thanksgiving to all you guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy late Thanksgiving, early Thanksgiving, whatever time and place you're in. I don't know if you're from the past or future. I don't know. Right. You don't know these days.
It's true. But, time zones. You never know.
Yeah, it's time zones. Yeah. But, yeah, follow our socials. Get merch if you want to. I did have a shirt on, but it's in the dirty clothes now, so I don't have it on. I have a white shirt on. Yeah, pretty sexy merch. It also, is. You know, go, if you like sports, you can go listen to our sports podcast as well.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's about it. That's all I got.
All right. Appreciate you guys. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details. Save big money
at Menards. Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details. Save big money
at Menards. Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.